I came to Joe Caputo, the chair of AFECA, our Federation of Ethnic Community in Australia, mentioned that the Australian government's recent citizenship test changed to citizenship legislation. It's kind of unfair and discriminatory. Could you explain a little bit more about that?
FECA is very concerned about a number of different aspects of the citizenship legislation. In particular, we're concerned about the requirement for much higher English language scores in IELTS in order to be successful in applying for citizenship. We believe that this is discriminatory because it impacts certain communities more than others, and those communities are just as likely as any other community to make a really important and valuable contribution to Australian society. For example, in previous generations of Australians, many people came here and became citizens without speaking very good English, and sometimes no English at all. But slowly, they have improved their English throughout their time as Australians. And FECA believes that we should be helping people to improve their English, because that helps in the settlement process, it helps to integrate into the society. But you should not be penalised for having poor English. You should be supported. And you should not be penalised by being denied citizenship because your English is not at a very high level. And the level that is being required is extremely high. It's IELTS 6. Now, that is higher than that required by some universities to be a foreign student. And that is deeply unfair, particularly to some communities for whom learning English is much more difficult than for other communities. So, for example, if you're from Northeast Asia or Southeast Asia, learning English to that high level is going to take you more time and be more challenging than from somebody who comes from Europe, for example. And also, there are a number of people who've come here as refugees. Their education pathway may have been interrupted. They may even have some challenges being literate in their own language. And to demand that they learn English to such a high standard in order to become citizens is deeply unfair and deeply discriminatory.
Yeah, but Austrian organization like MS Australia also have 550 hours of English for migrants or refugees to study. And apart from that, the immigration minister also claims that English is part of Austrian identity and Austrian values, that migrants or refugee has to adapt.
Of course, Australia is an English-speaking nation, and it is really important that we help and support people in learning English. But Australia has been successful as a multicultural nation because we've welcomed people who speak different languages, have different cultures, and indeed, those different languages help to make Australia more successful, more colourful, more diverse, and more exciting. We don't want to change that. Of course, the first language of Australia is English, but it also has diversity of language in its first people and its indigenous peoples as well. So diversity of language is a core part of Australia's culture and values and society. Again, we want to encourage people to learn English. We want to support people to learn English, but that should not be the determining factor when you become a citizen. And the generations of people who've come to Australia and become citizens without high levels of English, but have subsequently gone on to make huge contributions, demonstrates that English should not be a critical factor when you become a citizen of this country.
But the Austrian government confirmed that they want change to the Senate. So what should FECA or the community should do in order
Sure.
to put pressure on this?
Yeah. So there are other changes in this that we're very concerned about. So, for example, the government is going to extend the waiting period for permanent residents by 4 years. So you now have to wait additional time before becoming a citizen or before being allowed to apply to become a citizen. Some other concerns that we have about the extension of the Minister for Immigration's powers. So if we want to fight against this, there are a number of things that organisations like FECA and community organisations can do. You can write to your MP. You can write to FECA. And most importantly, we need to make submissions to the current Senate inquiry that is taking place in the federal parliament. And if you want to find out more information about how you can make a submission, then you can contact FECA and we will assist you in writing that submission so that you can tell the story of your community and explain how these changes will negatively impact your community and explain to the members of parliament why these proposals should be opposed.
Do you think that's the power of the Labours and Greens and the crossbench, plus the community concerns or letters will have much influence or impact on the government's decision?
I do. I think so. I think Labour has already come out really strongly against the legislation. And the reason they came out so strongly against the legislation is because members of the communities wrote to them and said that please stand strongly against this legislation. So it does change people's mind. And members of parliament and senators do listen to voices from different communities. And it's the same with the crossbenchers. It's really important to write to people like the Nick Xenophon team and to let them know how important this is. Because they listen to the different ethnic communities on 18C, for example, and I really believe that they will listen to the communities on this issue. But they have to receive letters, they have to hear the voices in order to respond. And there's even members in the Liberal Party that care very deeply about members of their communities that might come from migrant backgrounds. So if your member is from a Liberal, from the Liberal Party, don't be afraid of writing to Liberal MPs and Liberal members also to say how this will impact you. But most important is to make a submission to the current Senate committee. And as I said, FECA would be very happy to assist any member of the community in making that submission.
Immigration Minister also mentioned that it is unreasonable concern from ethnic community or the crossbench or opposition party. Is that reasonable enough to believe his point of view?
I think he's wrong. I think this is one of the biggest changes to Australian society that we have seen. Australia is a successful multicultural community because we welcomed people as Australian citizens early on in their migration journey. You could become an Australian citizen early on after your arrival in this country. And that embracing of citizens, that embracing of people as Australians, is why we have such a successful multicultural society and a multicultural Australia. This legislation fundamentally changes that. It makes it much more difficult to become a citizen. Even if you're proven yourself to become a permanent resident, you still now have to wait 4 more years. For those people for whom English language is a struggle, it will permanently exclude them from becoming an Australian citizen. This is changing the whole nature of Australia's successful multicultural community. It is threatening Australia's multicultural community. And so therefore, I think the Labour Party, the Greens, and all of the ethnic community organisations that are standing strong against this legislation have every right to do so and have every right to be very concerned about it.
Do you think that's because of the Austrian government border protection and immigration policies that want to stop the illegal immigrants or asylum seekers or refugees or not to come to Australia? Is that the message that Austria is sending to?
To be honest, I don't know why they have brought in this legislation. There is no evidence to show that this legislation will improve Australia's multicultural society, that it will improve harmony in our society or improve cohesion. There's no evidence that it will make Australia safer. In fact, all of the evidence suggests the opposite, that the longer it takes to become a citizen, the harder it is to become a citizen, the more you divide the country. So I really don't understand what the basis is for introducing this legislation. And this legislation in particular impacts people who are permanent residents. People who've already been told that they are good enough people to stay in Australia permanently, but yet for some reason we want to deny them citizenship.
Professor Mary Croc, citizenship law specialist from Sydney University, also mentioned that the Australian citizenship legislation change also contradicts with UN Refugee Convention.
She is a immigration law specialist, so I'll defer to her understanding of that. FECA is here to represent migrant communities in Australia and to protect multicultural society. And so FECA is really talking about this from a perspective of how we can make people welcomed, included, supported, and this legislation does the opposite of welcoming, including, and supporting people. So that's what FECA is really focused on. But I'm sure as an expert in law and these legal matters, she's absolutely correct, and we would support positions such as the professor's in challenging the government over this legislation.
Immigration Minister also come out that refugees or asylum seeker has to register to become legally bound in Australia, and they have up until October 2017. So what happened to refugees and asylum seekers? Who's going to help them?
FECA works very closely with our partners such as the Refugee Council of Australia and the Settlement Council of Australia on issues around refugees. And we think that refugees should be protected and supported, and we would support any position that the Refugee Council or Settlement Council has on this. And really, the pressures on refugees are so great, and FECA really calls on the government to make sure that refugees are protected and supported in their pathways to permanent residence and citizenship in Australia.
Do you have any final comments that we haven't mentioned or haven't touched yet?
I think it's really important that on all of these issues, that voices from the community are heard by politicians. Sometimes it's easy to be a bit sceptical, to feel that people don't listen, but if you get in contact with your politicians, if you make submissions to Senate hearings, your voices can be heard, and FECA is really happy to assist with anybody who would like to make a submission to the government and guide them in the right direction.
Thank you very much for your comments, Dr. Emma Campbell from FECA.
Thank you very much.